WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. 7 o'clock the time. Our news update is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 36 degrees with foggy conditions and a little light rain at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's airline El Al has suspended flights from Tel Aviv to Moscow because of disruptions in Russian airspace. This comes as a U.S. official tells ABC there are early indications the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says if that was Russia, he does not expect forthcoming details.
Whoever fired that missile at this aircraft, whatever military unit is, already knows they did this. So if this does prove to be them, then not only did they do it, which shows a pretty profound act of negligence, but it shows a willingness to try to cover it up.
For the second time in about a month, a stowaway made it on board a Delta Airlines plane. This person discovered on the plane before it took off from Seattle, and a New York judge ruled it for now. The woman suing Jay-Z and Sean Combs alleging sexual assault can remain anonymous. They deny the claims. This is ABC News. The new elections in Germany are now set for February 23rd. The president's official order comes after the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition earlier this month. Due back in court in New York City today, the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a subway car. The suspect, Sebastian Zapeta, charged with murder and arson. Reverend Kim McCall with Crisis Action Network at a vigil for the victim on Thursday. She has still not been identified.
The slogan in this city is, if you see something, say something. But no one said nothing. No one did nothing. They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
Mayor Eric Adams suggesting federal prosecutors take the case, and a warning from Hawaiian officials to keep kids away from the Kilauea volcano after a toddler started running towards a cliff edge. His mother pulled him back. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WRCO and WRCE. We'll check weekend forecast details. It looks like it's going to be pretty mild all the way to the new year. We'll have more in a moment.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
For over two decades, Wilson Door and Construction has been synonymous with quality and reliability in Richland Center. Specializing in wick buildings, garage door installation, and removal, we pride ourselves on delivering exceptional service and results. Whether you're needing garage door service or need expert construction services, trust Wilson Door and Construction for the job. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
'Southwest Title extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high around 44 today, mild and foggy, with a steady rain by afternoon, a soaking rain tonight, a low of 37. Drizzle possible early Saturday and a high of 45. Saturday night passing clouds and a bit cooler, a low of 30. Sunday more clouds than sun, still warmer than normal, a high of 42. Monday's high in the low 40s with rain and snow showers. Tuesday 36 with a slight chance of snow showers. New Year's Day forecast highs near 30, partly sunny and cooler. We have received 9/100ths of an inch of rain so far here at the studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Right now in Richland Center, 36 degrees. Our overnight low is 31, by the way. Good Friday. Time to do a little dancing in the country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, with your two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, oh yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country, Levi's in them low. Both feet, out here in the sunset, Silverado back beach, you never
up in one of them old farm towns where they hit it hard till the sun goes down. Nobody really seemed to care that we were living in the middle of nowhere. We just figured that's how it was, and everybody else was just like us, soaking in the rain, baking in the sun. Don't quit till the job gets done. That's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around. Don't back up, don't back down. A full throttle, wide open. You get tired and you don't show it. Dig a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I know.
That old red dirt, the first thing you learn is you don't get nothing that you don't earn. Humble pride I grew up on. You find out just how bad you want it.
The sun in our eyes and backs to the fences. We didn't know the odds were against us. Hit the wall, smoking and spinning. Still wasn't thinking about nothing but winning. That's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around.
Don't back up, don't back down.
A full throttle, wide open.
Stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around.
Don't back up, don't back down. A full throttle, wide open. You get tired and you don't show it. Dig a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I, that's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around.
Don't back up, don't back down.
A full throttle, wide open. You get tired and you don't show it. Dig a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I know.
That's the only way I know.
That's the only way I know.
The only way I know.
I'll get on it one time.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, NWRCO, and The Only Way I Know. Well, good morning. 7:16 the time here at WRCO Studios. Still some fog problems, not probably as intense as yesterday, but still it is there. So be with care, drive with care this morning as you head out and about. We have several teams in the area. We'll be involved in some holiday tournaments, including several wrestling teams. The Lacrosse Center rolling out the mats for the 42nd Bi-State Wrestling Tournament. Bill and David will keep us updated on that. 72 boys teams, also 78 teams represented in girls wrestling, bringing the grand total to 1,200 wrestlers competing over the weekend. My goodness. So more about that a little bit later on. Mike Clemens joins us as well next hour to talk state sports stories and top stories as well. And the triumphant return of the Pea Ridge favorite son, Hank Bray, is coming up. He needs some walk-up music there. Oh, yeah, that might work. His school song. Oh, yeah, that could be. He wants to walk up to something something more soothing, I guess. All right.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe.
Baby, don't get hooked on me, 'cause
a hot-blooded woman child. And it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me, 'cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
On WRCO Radio. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Anyway, we're moving on toward Hank Bray time, also birthday and anniversary time as well. One of our own, main man Adam Hess, with a birthday today as well. So happy birthday to him. We'll share with you a whole bunch of those coming up a little bit later on today. Happy holidays. We hope your Christmas is wrapped in love, tied with laughter, filled with joy. May the new year bring new beginnings, lasting memories, and all the blessings your heart desires. From our family to yours, wishing you a magical holiday season. From Wagner's Auto Service, Richland Electric Co-op, WCCU Credit Union, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and Gunderson Boscobel Area Healthcare.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. May your holiday season be filled with happiness, health, and safety.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
He's back.
Good morning, Philip.
He took the red eye from P. Ridge.
I did. The red eye, yeah.
Your eyes
both
are
red.
Red
eyes. Well, yeah. I tell you what. Yeah. It was a nasty trip home yesterday.
Peering through that fog.
Oh,
I'll bet it was.
So it was okay until you got to around to Iowa City. And then my GPS, for the first time, took me on back roads for about an hour and a half. And it's like, why am I even following this? I know, but didn't know any roads.
Oh,
so,
boy.
But it was foggy.
Yes.
I mean, it was nasty.
It wasn't just here, then, in other
no,
words.
No, it was southern. It was south, so.
Yeah.
But until then, you know, ever since I left, Saturday, Saturday we went four-wheeler riding down to Mark Twain. And that was the only day that it was dry.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean, because they're getting rain. They got rain yesterday. They got rain today. So it was just, it's just been wet. It's been a wet holiday.
Can you imagine if this was snow? We'd be buried.
Love it.
Yeah. Probably better than what it is.
I love the snow. But anyway, I was looking at the luncheon loaf.
You got your bonus?
Yeah, I appreciate
all right.
that.
Well, you know, it's the least. Trust me, it's the least I can do.
Well, here's the thing, buddy. It was made in 2021.
Yeah.
Okay. It still has 2 years of life on it.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
so, so I'm going to display it.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah. And it's handy. It's got the key right on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could break into some bathrooms with that key.
Probably.
I mean, that's I'm going to think I'm just going to use that for later.
Yeah. What about the pork rinds?
The pork rinds are good to go.
Are they?
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I'm starting to, I have a New Year's resolution, Phil.
Uh-oh. Now what is it?
Well, it's a big one. Okay. My New Year's resolution is to gain weight in 2025. I'm not going to fail this time.
Yeah, I bet you won't. Figure if you plan the opposite, maybe then
there you go.
It'll be a positive in the end. You'll just get tired of eating and you'll lose weight.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So
could be.
Do you want to be on that same one with me?
Well, I don't think so.
Hopefully we quit within 2 days.
Oh, Hank, I'm in a dilemma this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Too. You know, with the whole fantasy football, we're in the playoffs now. The WRCO team.
Yeah, and, I was beat the first week.
Yeah, but it continues. You got the consolation.
No, I don't even look at it. I've deleted the app and everything.
Well, that must be why I beat you last weekend.
Did you beat me pretty good?
It was close. But I took you on. But now this week, I'm playing Granny Joanny, who was upset by Chris Simonson.
Yeah, can you believe that?
He was like an eighth seed, and he knocked off the queen.
The queen.
Mm-hmm. But so I'm going against her this week, and every point counts. So here's the dilemma. My quarterbacks are Sam Darnold and Jordan Love. Darnold scores more points,
mm-hmm.
but they're going against one another. So
I would definitely go with Sam Darnold.
Yeah. He's supposed to get 343. Love doesn't get that many fantasy points because basically Jacobs is running the ball all
right.
the time, you know, and he does throw some touchdown passes, mm-hmm. but it's not like four or five touchdowns.
What is the average, like 190?
That's about that, something. So probably Darnold, but that means that the Vikings are going to have a good game against the Packers. So
right.
I'm kind of torn.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out to the listeners. So Christmas, you know, Christmas is over. Do you take the holiday? Do you turn the lights off after Christmas? And here's why: because first of all, they're up right at Thanksgiving, so they've been up over a month.
Up early, yep.
My philosophy is: Christmas is over, take them down. Well, now, no. I think that we should get feedback. Well, I think people should text our text line saying, is it after Christmas or is it after the first of the year?
No, it's the Epiphany. It's January 7th.
Why is that?
It's a religious thing.
Is it really?
Yeah. Christmas holiday does not end on the 25th.
Huh. It does at my house.
Well, whatever. Yeah. And if you put them up at Halloween, then I suppose you get a little tired of them.
But I have those lights now. And seriously, I was dreading going home. I said, all I got to do is press the button. Press the button, and they're white.
And they were.
Huh?
Beautiful.
And it's just now.
Modern technology.
It's just, and now I'm waiting for the July, February 14th holiday, which is Valentine's Day. Going to turn them red.
Okay.
So you just hit a button and they red.
Right there.
And then the 4th of July, red, white, and blue.
Right there. Okay. Wow. Amazing.
Maybe now, I should come put them on your house.
You leave them up, and I'm always depressed when the tree and everything comes down.
Why?
Because, well, it's kind of like you had this, you know, looking forward to it. All right. And then, the holiday's over.
Right.
And then you kind of get into the dog days of winter, January.
Right. But you know what? It's just the way it is, and I appreciate everything that winter brings. I appreciate Christmas. I appreciate Christmas Eve. And you know what? It's just he is the reason, not just for the season, but for everything.
Right,
so,
right.
And that's how I look at that.
So leave your lights up.
Nope.
There you go.
My light's always shining, Phil.
Oh, boy.
Someone may not be home, but it's shining.
Yeah, exactly. See through your ears.
Yeah.
See light at the other end.
So you know, if people want to text the Julie Karen State Farm text line, text them. Give us a date. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Whatever.
So, you know, Sweden has over 221,800 islands.
Is that
Sweden?
Is that fact? Or
no, that's a fact.
It's a fact.
Sweden has 221,800 islands.
Did not know that.
1,000 of them which are populated. I didn't know that.
Wow. So one could be like the Swedish version of Gilligan's Island.
Exactly.
Nobody knows it exists.
Yeah. Or kind of like the WRCO island.
Mm-hmm.
The word escalate did not exist until the invention of the escalator in 1944. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Shark teeth and human teeth are equally as strong.
I'd say yes.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
But yeah, the reason the shark teeth seem more because they're jagged.
Ah. Well,
kind of like mine.
Okay.
That's totally different. That's not.
Here's a text about the whole keeping the lights up thing there, Hank. It says, the lights should come down when my wife says so. So there you go.
All right.
That's
well,
the bottom line.
That answers the question. Despite common belief, your heart does not stop when you sneeze.
No, yeah. I don't think it does. No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Well, and here's something that please stop getting the stamps that are pre-pasted. I want ones that you have to lick.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And the reason is this. Every time you lick a stamp, Philip, you're consuming 1/10 of a calorie.
Oh, wow.
I got to
your goal about
I got to keep keeping up that weight.
Yeah. You want to wrestle heavyweight this year, don't you?
Oh, so. I'm pretty much there. Do they have extra heavyweight?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore. Unlimited. No, they don't.
No. Unlimited. All right. Here's a dumb robber for a dumb criminal. A Florida man robbed a pizza delivery driver at gunpoint, but then ordered the pizza to his own house a few hours later using his same phone number.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, the police arrived, and pizza went and rested him at his front door. So he didn't get any pizza, but the police did make him pay for it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
The boomerang bandit, Philip.
Oh, I never heard of him.
An Australian criminal robbed a gas station armed with a boomerang.
Really?
He threw it at the cashier, missed, knocked himself out when the boomerang returned to hit him in the head. He woke up in police custody. Can you imagine
didn't
that?
Didn't think about that.
No, he didn't think about a lot of things,
sure,
I guarantee
sure.
you that. So.
Yeah, the clerk probably ducked and it went whoop, whoop, like a bat whoop, and came right back at
whoop.
Him.
So Packers play Sunday.
That's
3:25. How is June okay? Have you talked to June?
No, I went to bed at halftime and she watched the rest of the game last night. Boy, that was a nail biter, wasn't it? 6-3.
It was very boring.
That's what I mean. He said sarcastically. Yeah, it was 6-3 when I went to bed.
So. You didn't miss so much.
No, I obviously didn't.
Yeah, there was a, I think Chicago had 2 touchdowns called back.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, I saw one.
Yeah, then the second half they picked up a fumble, but the but his knee was down. And
oh.
So, anyway, and the But the time management, the clock management, the timeouts were I couldn't believe it when they called timeout. One was after a with 2:14 left to go in the game. He calls their first one with the clock not running.
Oh, so he didn't need to take it.
No, they were going to punt it.
Oh,
okay, and then they decide on it and they call a timeout where they wouldn't get to delay a game, and they go for it, and it's like. You've got to have that. You got to have that made up. It's 2:14 to go, and you're down by 3.
Right.
You got to have that ready to go.
Right. See, we get a little bit spoiled because our coaching staff's pretty good that way and manages things quite well. So,
but you got to look at it's like, why can't Chicago hire a better coach? And I'm not putting Chicago down. I'm not. It just seems like. Their run of luck with coaches is horrible.
Here's the thing. Be careful what you wish for.
100%.
We don't want somebody good in there.
But it just makes the NFC North better. I mean, the NFC North's one of the strongest in NFL. It's, yeah. And I wouldn't want to play Chicago again because you never know what you're getting.
Well, we're going to next Sunday.
Good luck, Phil.
It's going to be a chilly week in Sextonville. Either way.
Doesn't care, does she?
No.
So next week will be a lot of John Denver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buddy, I hope you guys have a great day. Phil, have a great, great weekend. And everybody out there, be kind.
All right. That's Hank Bray. He's back from Pea Ridge. Coming up next, birthdays and anniversaries.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family. Offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Are you looking to stock up for your New Year's party? The Richland Locker has you covered. Sizzle up New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Make it a seafood fest. Jumbo raw shrimp, 2-4 per pound, $16.98. Cooked shrimp, 31-40 count, just $8.99 per pound. Craving something special? Lobster tail, summer sausage, and snack sticks. Don't forget the drinks, champagne, wines, beers, and bourbon to keep your celebration going. Head to the Richland Locker and make this New Year's one to remember.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Meyer Oil & LP extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
New York City's Radio City Music Hall opened to the public in 1932. 1968, the Apollo 8 capsule splashed down safely in the Pacific. And in 1970, the musical Hello, Dolly! Closed on Broadway. It had opened in 1964. Some notes on today, the 27th of December. Our birthday and anniversary salutes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Allie Hoffman from Grandma and Grandpa Olson and to Molly Dieter from Grandma and Grandpa Olson celebrating this week. Greetings to Anna Cornell from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday to Jesse Peckham from Five Points Lutheran Church. Emily Sumwalt from Park Street Christian Church. To Briley, have a great day today. Happy 9th. Love from Mom, Gigi, and Grandpa as well. To Ron Fulgo from your family, happy birthday, Ron. One of our own, Mr. Adam Hess, has a birthday today. All the best today from Bloom City's Town Crier, also from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and all of us at WRCO Radio. Call up Prime Mover tomorrow and wish him a happy birthday and ask him how many spankings he's supposed to get this year. I don't know. Happy birthday to Ryan Gaston from Grandma Stafford, also from the Bloom City Town Crier, to Holly Baronic, Anna Cornell, and Nathan Dickman, also Emily Sumwalt, and happy anniversary, Bob and Maureen Smith. Happy birthday, Anna Cornell from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today having birthday wishes for us to pass along for Sharon Dieter, Stacy Dosh, to Austin Leibfried, and Troy Noth, also Morgan Watson. Happy birthday today to Adam Hess from Tire Kick and Len. A heartfelt birthday wish there. Happy birthday to Griffin Ruland, Diane Walsh, Logan Brunson, and happy anniversary, Bob and Maureen Smith from the Richland Center Lions.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Joanne will be waltzing in with the news in just a little bit on a Friday morning from WRCO.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. And Leon, my heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Ernest Taub at WRCO. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. We'll talk to you next hour.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 37 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. A dense fog advisory is in effect until noon today for most of the area. Mild and foggy, occasional drizzle and light rain becoming steady rain by late afternoon with a high of 44. Tonight, soaking rain and possible fog with a low of 37. After a low this morning of 31, it's 37 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Christmas night motor vehicle versus horse-drawn buggy crash was fatal. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred Wednesday evening around 6 on State Highway 82 near Pine Avenue, rural Hillsboro in the town of Union. Lydia E.M. Thompson, 22 of rural Sparta, and Jaden Allen Shea, 20 of Lafarge, were the occupants of a passenger car traveling east on State Highway 82. The vehicle struck a westbound buggy head-on in the westbound lane on a curve. Henry F. Bontrager and Ruth J. Bontrager, both 29 of rural Hillsboro, occupied the horse-drawn buggy and were both ejected from the buggy, which came to rest in the roadway. The passenger car went off the north side of the roadway and traveled down an embankment where it came to rest. Several concerned citizens stopped to render aid and protect the scene until emergency personnel arrived. Lydia Thompson, Jaden Shea, and Ruth Bontrager were transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Lafarge Area Ambulance. Henry Bontrager was pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Ruth Bontrager was later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The horse also died due to the crash. Also assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Lafarge Fire Department, Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit, and the town of Union. Gunderson Air was also requested but were unable to fly due to weather conditions. Highway 82 at the crash scene was closed for about 6 hours. A man who was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday is now missing. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a vehicle operated by Corey Simonson had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. The vehicle was caught on camera. The 49-year-old Simonson was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. However, Corey Simonson has been missing since Monday night. Simonson was last seen in Westby Monday afternoon around 2 at his mother's residence. He is described as a 49-year-old white male, approximately 6'1", and weighing 180 pounds. Corey took his mother's car, which is a 2007 Chevrolet Equinox, maroon in color with Wisconsin registration, of AEF-6771. The fender and driver's door are a different color than the vehicle. The vehicle has been entered as stolen. Corey made suicidal statements to family prior to leaving. He is believed to be heading to Minnesota and was last seen in Buffalo County. If you see Corey Simonson, please call the Westby Police Department at 608-634-4411, or you can also call your local law enforcement. The City of Madison Clerk's Office says almost 200 ballots from the November 5th general election were not properly processed. In a statement Thursday, the Madison Clerk's Office said 193 mainly absentee ballots from 3 wards were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The Clerk's Office said that number was not enough to affect the outcome of any race or referendum. But Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway said in a separate statement that a discrepancy of this magnitude is unacceptable and that a thorough review of the city's election policies and procedures will be conducted to ensure this kind of oversight does not recur. Clerks have 45 days to complete the reconciliation process after a presidential election. The clerk's office informed the Wisconsin Elections Commission of the on-process ballots by December 20th and will send a letter of apology to all affected voters. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said Thursday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin were destroyed to prevent spread of the H5N1 virus and that it will not enter the food system. Bird flu outbreaks have led to destruction of commercial flocks in several Wisconsin counties, and it's also infected wild birds in the state. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm where an infected flock was also destroyed. So far, there's been no evidence anywhere in the United States of human-to-human transmission of bird flu, which has also infected dairy cattle in several states. The Iowa County Communications Center received multiple reports of crashes yesterday. A call around 8:10 in the morning involved a jackknife semi at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and County Road H in the township of Arena. Responding agencies included the Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. The driver of the semi was transported by ambulance to a local hospital where they received treatment for injuries sustained in the crash. A call last night around 10 o'clock involved a single-vehicle collision hitting a tree at the intersection of State Road 23 and County Road T in the township of Wyoming. Emergency response teams, including the Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, were dispatched to the scene. The driver of the vehicle sustained injuries in the crash and was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Holiday returns aren't easy, and we don't mean the part where you explain to your mother why you returned the sweater she gave you. Stores are not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most retailers do offer refund and exchange programs, policies vary greatly from one store to another. Be sure to double-check policies this holiday season, even if you are familiar with the brand, as stores can change their policies whenever they want. The Better Business Bureau offers these tips that should help you make your holiday returns run more smoothly. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt. Returning gifts without a receipt can be tricky. Without a receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment. If this is the policy of the store where your gift is from, you may need the assistance of the gift giver in order to be reimbursed. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays, so don't risk missing your chance to make your return. Take the item back to the store without delay. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. For more holiday tips, visit the BBB Holiday Tips page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2024 open water muskie fishing season will close statewide on December 31st. Anglers are also reminded that muskie may not be targeted through the ice at any time. Wisconsin has about 775 lakes and streams with thriving muskie populations, and several waters have special 50-inch minimum lengths. Anglers should consult the 2024-25 fishing regulations for the waters they fish for more information. Anglers can use the DNR's Quality Waters webpage to find trophy-class muskie opportunities near them. The season will reopen in the southern zone on May 3rd and in the northern zone on May 24th. Learn more on the DNR's muskie webpage.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, December 27th. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died December 7th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church this afternoon from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca. Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church today from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89 of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43 of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71 of Richland Center, died December 19th at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Lee Jensen, 71 of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock, Saturday, January 11th, at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home, Saturday, January 11th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copas Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Sunday at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a